Everyone, it's Wednesday, February 19th, and it's time for another quick update. On this episode, first, Oxford ARPA chapters in court with the City of London. Second, Levi talks about euthanasia panel discussions. Third, Ed is in Calgary standing there with a whole crew of people, and our Care Not Kill materials are flying out the door. So, let's get right into it. Last year, We Need a Law ran a series of billboards that said Canada has no abortion laws, and now ARPA Oxford is challenging the City of London about those very signs. Here's Tabitha with more on that.
Hi, Colin. Today, I want to talk to you about the fact that Canada has no abortion law. You might remember we put that message up on billboards across this country, and in doing so, we ended up engaging with a group called Ad Standards that ended up releasing this baffling decision that that statement was inaccurate. Now that decision by that body, it's not a government body, it's just sort of a self-regulatory body for the industry. That decision didn't end up impacting us too much. Our billboards ran their course. But it ended up impacting a local ARPA chapter, ARPA Oxford. You see, they had taken that same message, Canada has no abortion law, and they put it up on buses in the City of London. And because of that Ad Standards decision, the City of London ended up pulling those ads early. And so with that ARPA Oxford chapter, we are now taking the City of London to court over that. Because you see, we want the court to say that cities are not allowed to rely on Ad Standards decisions, especially baffling, incoherent decisions like the one they made. Now, this costs a lot of money. We're hiring outside counsel for this. So if you're interested in supporting this, we really do recommend considering donating to the ARPA Oxford chapter. You can do that by clicking on this link here. We do covet your prayers in this matter and your support as well, and we, as we continue to be able to say truth on the pro-life issue here in Canada. Thank you.
Thanks so much, Tabitha. Please do check out the ARPA Oxford website and consider making a donation to help them with this challenge. Now, Levi joins us with an update from BC on some medical assistance in dying panel events that have been taking place there.
Hey, Colin. So in the last couple weeks here in BC, there have been a couple of panel discussion events devoted to discussing assisted suicide or euthanasia. So at these events put on by local MPs or activists, we had a variety of people speak, politicians, local activists, researchers, hospice care directors, even physicians themselves. They talked about how physician-assisted suicide is something that has no place in our society. They also talked a lot about how assisted suicide and palliative care are diametrically opposed interventions. Palliative care aims to neither hasten death nor artificially prolong life, but instead it aims to take care of people in the end of their lives. Assisted suicide, on the other hand, is just that. It's suicide. So we are happy to see local leaders stand up against the powers that be and defend life and defend the freedom of institutions to provide palliative care.
Thanks so much, Levi. Finally, as you know, we launched our campaign website, carenotkill.ca. The materials have been flying off the shelves. I've got a whole bunch of them here behind me. Ed and Levi and myself have been scrambling to fill these orders and get them out to you as soon as possible. We're almost all out of materials, but we're putting another order through shortly, so go to carenotkill.ca to place your free order today. Now, a group in Calgary has already received their packages, and here's what they did with them. Over to you, Ed.
Hey, thanks, Colin, here in Calgary, Alberta. And how do you kick off a Family Day weekend here? Do you go to the mountains? No. Do you find an indoor water park? No. Do you go to the spa? No. What do? You participate in a Care Not Kill campaign organized by one of the parents here, organized by Mrs. Becky Shootin over there, the birthday girl, somewhere in her late 20s, I think. Thankfully, she's out of elbow reach. Have to be very careful what you say. But seriously, we got this campaign rolling today. A bunch of us got out into Chestermere and we handed out about 1,000 of these flyers to 1,000 homes. So we're hoping that this will get a good response, that it will spark good conversations about whether or not to prevent a suicide or assist in suicide, as our federal government is considering expanding access to euthanasia and assisted suicide. So what a way to start a Family Day weekend. What did you think, guys and gals? Be inspired, ARPA supporters, and get out there and get these flyers out so people can know more about Care Not Kill. CareNotKill.ca. Back to you, Colin.
Thanks so much, guys, and thanks to all of you who have ordered materials and are spreading the word about this. That's all for this week. Thanks to you for watching Quick Updates. Please do like, share, and subscribe, and we'll see you next time.